All right, this is Christina with Rock on Request magazine, and I am talking with Nixon from Framing Hanley. Having a good day today out there in Tennessee, Nixon?
I'm doing awesome. I slept in until about 30 minutes ago. I'm good to go.
There you go. God, that's such the rock star life, isn't it?
It's really overrated. And sleep is all you do every day.
That's true.
Play video games, it gets old after a while, but we got good news today. We're about to head back out on the road, so...
Well, I'm glad that you... Are you going to be able to tell me about that later on in the interview?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Good, because I've been dying to see some new tour dates come up, and I haven't seen any forever, so we'll talk about that for sure.
We've got some stuff out ourselves, too, finally we could order today.
I can't imagine. I don't know any musicians who don't want to be out on the road, so...
Yeah.
Well, let's... I don't know if you remember, but we did an interview... Gosh, it's probably been close to a year. It's been a little while.
I think it was last December.
That's right. You do remember. Oh, that was really a great talk we had. But this time, I have to admit that I'm a little more excited because you have so much going on that is really going to be great to talk about. So if at any point you have to go, just let me know.
Okay.
And I'll be glad to let you go. Well, not glad, but I'll do it. I just want to make a statement before we get rolling that we knew that you guys were going to blow up. So I want it to go on record that we knew it first, and it's really exciting to see, and I think that it took people some time, but no matter how it's going down, I'm really glad to see you guys get some recognition right now, so congratulations.
Thanks a lot. We got a long way to go, but things are fun right now, so.
I don't know if you remember me telling you this, but... I told you last time that I've sort of had a good track record with seeing an artist or hearing them for the first time and knowing where they're going to end up. And I already knew it about you guys, and it's finally happening, and I don't see it slowing down. That's my prediction, so you can hold me to that. I see great things for you guys, so I'm very happy for you.
I'm going to blame you if it slows down.
Yeah, there you go. You can come find me. I'll be
jinxed.
No, oh God, don't say that. Now I'm going to have to really watch it closely. All right, let's get this out of the way. We need to talk about Lollipop for a minute.
All right.
It's going to be kind of hard to not talk to you or to talk to you and not talk about that. So I know that this kind of came out of just playing this at your shows, right? Just something you did for fun with your fans?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was just we were actually fans of the song. I'm actually a really big Lil Wayne fan. I listen to a lot of hip-hop, actually. And, I mean, that song just had such, like, an awesome hook to it. And I was like, man, this would be a fun song to play live.
Right.
And, you know, we played it at a show in Nashville, and we never plan on playing it again. And, I mean, a lot of our fans and stuff from, you know, our hometown, they were like, hey, you guys going to record that song? We're like, no, we're not going to record it. But maybe we'll play it again. And we had a few shows like in the this region lined up over the course of 2 weeks, I think. And we threw that in the set list every night. I mean, the response was pretty much overwhelming. I mean, our MySpace saw a lot of traffic, and we had a lot of comments from people at the shows about that song. So they were all asking if we had any plans to record it. So we did like a little basement, like home studio recording of it, and put that up at first. And I mean, the plays on that were, pretty outrageous. Like,
right.
For something that was just like such a small recording. And so the label saw that, and they asked us, to go in the studio and record a full studio version of it, so we did. And I mean, we never expected this to be a single. We never expected to shoot a music video, which, I mean, I can't complain, because we've had a ton of fun, like, over the past, 2 or 3 months that it's been out. But, I mean, the plays on the MySpace have been astronomical with that song. I mean, I think we're, nearing 1.4 million plays on that song already, and it's only been up for, 3 or 4 months. So.
Isn't that crazy when you think about it, when you think of how long everything else has been up on the page and made the rounds on the page from the moment, and you get this one song that you did for fun, and it's just blowing everything out of the water. I mean, that's got to just blow your mind.
I mean, the awesome thing is, it's a tool. It's serving pretty much as a tool for people to, find out about our band. I mean, there's a lot of people that, had no idea who Framing Hanley was, and this song has kind of opened up the door.
Right.
And introduced us to them. I mean, our sales on iTunes, for the moment, which, before
That's great.
It's been awesome.
Well, that, you know, and I just got an email the other day from, you know, someone from, I think, Warner Music Group, that you were the number one rock video on iTunes. Is that right?
Yeah, we actually, as far as I know, we're holding steady right now as the number one rock video on iTunes. I know, I think for the first day, we were like, I know we were at least top five video overall, maybe number one for a bit, but I mean,
wow.
Last I looked, we were still number one rock video, and I think it was number 29 overall.
That's incredible. That's got to be exciting for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, like I said, something that was totally unexpected, but I mean...
Now, that's without any play on MTV yet, right? You haven't hit MTV or Fuse, right?
They aired it on the weekly riff on Fuse.
Yeah, I know about that part. I'm going to get to that, trust me.
Yeah, but MTV, I don't even know if they're going to be able to play it. I think the lyrics might be a little questionable for them, they said. So.
Huh, well, you know, there was a little editing of it, but, you know. They've played far more, I think, far stronger ones than that. So
and their original, in my opinion, their original programming and their dating shows and stuff are worse than that. So.
Thank you. I know. I agree. All right. Well, I'm very happy about the video and the single. And I wanted to talk to you, though, about, like you said, it's serving as a tool and it's bringing a lot more people to your music, which is a great thing. I have an observation where that's concerned because, you know, I think I talked to you a little bit last time that my daughter had, you know, and son, actually, when I introduced them to you guys when I got the record, they became instant fans and really loved you. And they have, you know, we all have very similar tastes in music. So a lot of times they'll kind of take what they're introduced to and introduce it to their friends and whatnot. And my daughter, you know, had mentioned, you know, you guys several times to some people that she knew. And, you know, sometimes I guess maybe they just, you know, don't really aren't as into music maybe as she is, and they don't go and check things out all the time, and you know, she didn't hear a lot back from them on anything. And now all of a sudden this video comes out and it's, oh my god, love Framing Hanley, and oh, they're so hot, you know. That's the stuff that comes back. It's like when something like this just suddenly puts you into the spotlight. I mean, is that, do you look at that as a double-edged sword, kind of? Like, it took this
definitely,
for, you know?
Definitely, yeah, it's definitely a double-edged sword. I mean, but, I mean, on the same token, I mean, I'm a firm believer in our original music, our record. I think our music speaks for itself. And
right.
As I said, I mean, if this could only just serve as, like, a tool for people to find out or a band, then I'd be definitely happy. I don't necessarily, you know, strive for this song to, you know, be number one on the charts or anything. If it gets up there, that's awesome. But I mean, the main goal, if this could be considered success, it's just their, you know, people finding out about our band, and you know, whether that's 15 people or whether it's 150,000. And I mean, I know, but you know, since we released this song, I mean, we've had thousands of people at us on MySpace. And
right.
The good thing is like, a lot of times now, you know, on MySpace, you can add, like, a little comment when you're adding someone, and, you know, most of the comments are always, you know, along the lines of, I love your cover Lollipop, and your original music is great, too. And, I mean, that's something that's awesome to see, because we just want people to know, you know, we did this for fun, and I think it's really obvious and evident in the videos. Like, you know, we kind of took a lighthearted approach at this, and we had fun with it, and, you know,
right.
I just wanted to come across like that.
Well, there's just a couple of other things I wanted to ask you about the video itself, and then we'll move on to something else. But the whole weekly riff thing, did you see that, or did you just hear about it?
No, I didn't watch it. I heard about it, though.
Now,
to each his own.
Right.
It's whatever. It just sucks because Taking Back Sunday is one of my favorite bands.
Yeah.
I believe it's the bass player on there, really.
Yeah, me too. I know. That's what I was going to say, because I like Matt, you know? I've talked to Matt, and he's a nice guy, and I usually always agree with what he has to say, because he's on that show pretty often. But when I heard that, I didn't even want to watch the episode, because I knew how frustrated I was going to be. It's like, you know, this is a fun thing. You know, let's not try and chop something up. And personally, I kind of think that there's going to be a lot of bands out there who are going to be kind of ticked off that they didn't think of it first.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, here's my point exactly, is, I mean, maybe not a huge number, but, I mean, we had at least 20 or so people that added us on MySpace and said, I saw you guys on Fuse, first time I ever saw you on the weekly, I saw you on the weekly rip, I'd never heard of you guys before, you guys are great.
Right.
So, I mean, say what you want to say,
Right.
But, I mean, it just served as another tool, you know, for people to hear about us. And, you know, like I said, that's all you can ask for.
That's
and, I mean, I don't even know what they said. I heard one of the guys really did like it, though. I think it was the DJ or something like that, or it was like a dude from Def Jam Records or something like that.
Right.
I heard that he said that he liked it, and then somebody said they couldn't hear what the chick was saying, but...
I think it was split down the middle. I think it was, you know, Matt and then this radio personality out of L.A. that I've heard of were on one side and the other two were on the other. And, you know, and that's fine, you know, but...
I'll take 50-50.
There you go. I mean, I guess what it is like you said, there's really no bad publicity because if it's putting you out there, then there's going to be that split. There's going to be people who are going to say, oh, nobody should ever cover that song, and other people who are going to love it. For me... And this is just me, and everyone can, you know, write in or call or leave me hate mail, but I like your version better. So
I like Lil Wayne's version better just because his is original, and I love Lil Wayne.
I know.
Thank you very much. And we understand, I mean, there have been a lot of people, you know, that compare the two versions, especially on YouTube. If you look at the comments, you know, all the Lil Wayne fans and then our fans, and I even left the comment. I was like, hey, I'm... a fan of Lil Wayne's version. I think that, you know, him and Sergeant Majors were the, you know, the genius behind that song.
Right.
And I was like, you know, we just did something for fun with it, and it's turned into what it's turned into. You know, it took on a life of its own. Totally, we didn't push this. I mean, at first, it was just something, you know, our label sent it out to a few stations just to test spin it. And I mean, I believe it was like top three in phones and reports and like every station that was playing it. And it's like,
that's crazy.
So it kind of just took on a life of its own totally. And I mean, if you want to know honestly, my main thing is I hope more than anything that Lil Wayne likes it. That's what I want to find out is just his reaction to the song.
Yeah, I was curious. I wonder if, you know, I wondered if he had said anything about it yet, and I haven't seen anything. So, I mean, I personally think when someone does a cover of a song that's been made popular like that by a high-profile artist, I just think it's the sincerest form of flattery. You know, if they're not trashing it in some way or, you know, making a mockery of it, I just think that, you know, that is flattering, and hopefully he'll take it that way. I'm sure he will, you know. So, let's just talk about one other thing, because we kind of talked last time about your acting. Somebody had made mention on the Hear Me Now video, I think you had said, about, you know, your acting, and we laughed because you really, you know, didn't have any lines or anything. So this time around on the video, you actually had to work a little magic in the beginning, you had to play your game there. So how did that go down?
It's one of the things, honestly, where if we could redo it, I would definitely do some things differently. There's some parts where I sound like Ron Burgundy reading a teleprompter with a question mark on it.
There you go. It's not like that.
It was actually editing. Especially in the beginning of the video, I go, my friends are idiots. And the thing is, originally, you know, she's like, I'm sorry, my friends are crazy. And I go, it's cool because my friends are idiots, and idiots and crazies party well together. Because those guys that are leaving at the beginning of the video were originally her friends, not my friends.
Okay.
So it was a combination of that, and me and her had to overdub our scene because there's a lot of background noise and stuff when we shot it originally. So that kind of gave it, you know, to me, there's parts of it where I think, you know, it could come across a lot better. And it also probably, me drinking a whole bottle of wine and a few beers during the shooting of that probably helped contribute to that. But if we could redo some stuff, we would. I know some people, someone left a comment on YouTube that said acting is like a softcore porn. And I was like, oh, man, that's terrible.
Oh, no. Well, I mean...
But, I mean, I have discussed with Mason Dixon, you know, the director of our video, and I want to continue to, with all of our music videos, you know, kind of do some, push the envelope and do, you know, something different and more theatrical with our videos, you know, and just so you can kind of see the progression as we grow and mature as a band.
Absolutely. I mean, and it was obvious, you know, this video was fun, pure fun.
Oh, yeah.
And sexy, and it fit the song, and I just think that, you know, you guys did a really great job, and I think your fans are very satisfied, so.
Well, it was definitely a good time. I mean,
yeah, I can imagine.
All we wanted to do was have a good time. I mean, and everyone in the video, you know, is someone, you know, that's either close with the band or pretty much everyone in the video is a really close personal fan or friend with the band, so.
Well, that's cool. That's a good thing to do. It makes it fun for everybody, and, you know, it's more...
Totally, the party footage of the gala video is literally just the camera while everybody's partying.
Wow.
We wanted to, you know, have fun with it, and that's exactly what we did.
Well, it was very well pulled off, and everyone's enjoyed it, and we're featuring it on the site. We have been since you released it. So, I think that the next video, you're going to have something to live up to. So, let's talk about what's going to happen now, because obviously this is putting you guys in a pretty big spotlight, and that's a great thing. And is there a rumor, or did I not hear this correctly, that you guys might actually re-release The Moment?
Yeah, actually, we did do the digital release on iTunes this past Tuesday,
okay.
And November 18th, I think, is going to be the street date for the enhanced CD, the re-release of The Moment, and we'll have Lollipop and the video for Lollipop on it.
Oh, that's great. I think it's good to do that, because it's such a great CD, and with more people now becoming Framing Hanley fans that are going to want to grab this, it's a good thing to put it out there with Lollipop on it, so...
Yeah.
In case I don't know if I mentioned this to you before, but this is one of those CDs that you put in, and literally there isn't one single track I would want to skip. You could listen to it, you know, 2 and 3 times in a row and never get tired of it, because there's just not a bad track on it. So,
I'm just glad to hear you still say that.
No, it's so true.
A year later, too. I mean, that makes me feel great.
Nixon, I was listening to that today. I listened to it yesterday, and I have a lot of music that crosses my path. Trust me, I stare at stacks of CDs people send me to listen to, and that's one of the ones that is in my personal stash in my car that is great for any time I'm on a road trip, any time I'm just driving around town. I will listen to that from start to finish, and usually twice. So, yeah, I'm really glad to see it coming back out there for everybody. So with that in mind, after, you know, Lollipop dies down, maybe, if that happens, are you going to start re-releasing singles off there to radio?
I think it's one of those things where we're just going to see, you know, what kind of doors this open. I mean, obviously with the tie-in in the track with, you know, a part of Hearing Now in it, it could be one of those things where it kind of opens up and makes it easy to re-release that song. But, I mean, there's been discussion of, you know, if that happens, but also if that doesn't happen, we're ready to go in the studio and start working on our next CD. We've been writing. We have 3 brand new tracks that we have recorded already, actually, for the next CD. And I mean, I'm really excited about our new stuff. But I mean, at the same time, you know, if this opens up new doors to where, you know, a large number of people are just now finding out about us, this could definitely give us a chance to, you know, go back to radio and re-release a single. So
right.
If that happens, that would be awesome.
Well, it would be, because, you know, we talked about 30 Seconds to Mars in our first interview, too, and that's one thing that, I mean, they've been on this same CD for how many years now? Just because, you know, it's been released, you know, it was re-released out here, it was released then, you know, in other countries, and it's just, they just won another award for it the other day, you know, how many years later? So...
You know, and I know a lot of people, a lot of fans, quote-unquote smart fans, give bands a lot of, you know, a lot of crap about re-releasing a record and think that they're just trying to make an extra buck. But, I mean, I'm going to go on record right now and saying, trust me, we're not going to make an extra buck from re-releasing this
right.
record.
Right, of course.
I think it's just going to give us a chance, like I said, you know, with this song on there, it'll give us a chance to just, you know, go out there and do a new campaign in stores, do a new campaign at radio, you know, do a new campaign on TV. You know, just give us a chance. Again, like I said, it's more than anything, I can't stress enough, this has just opened up doors, you know, for us, you know, kind of, you know, to breathe new life into this record. You know, I mean, that's a very good thing, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely, especially when, I mean, well, I don't want to gush, but... It's one of those records that's worthy of a second time around. It's not like you're re-releasing a bunch of crap, and you're dedicated to the work you did on this record, and it's really great, and people deserve to hear it. So, you know, the people that you were talking about, they don't understand that, you know, people aren't making a lot of money from releasing actual records right now. You know, it's a tough business, and, you know, the main thing for you guys is to get it out there and have people want to come see you so you can go on the road.
Exactly.
So, but moving on to the road, let's talk about that. Tell me the new tour information, because if you aren't coming to my town, I might cry right here and now.
Well, we don't know any of the dates yet. I'm actually not even allowed to post them in bulletin yet or anything, but
okay.
I mean, I figured
God, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I think we're probably going to be doing the Northeast, definitely. But we've got some, I think if it ends early before the holidays, I think the plan is we're going to go out and do some dates on our own, too. So.
Oh, that'll be great. I mean, I'd love to see you with anyone, but that'll be a great lineup. Do you know who else? Is it just, there's got to be some other acts also.
What's that?
I said, do you know who else would be on that bill besides you and Theory?
I think Pop Evil is the other band.
Wow, that'll be a fun night.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys don't end up on that tour coming through North Carolina, I certainly hope you think of us at some point, because there are quite a few people out here, I'm sure, who would love to see you.
Yeah, I don't think we've even been out there yet, so.
I know, which is really sad, so.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'll let you know the great places to go out here. There's some really good clubs, and we'd love to have you, so.
Yeah.
I will bug your publicist until you get here, trust me. Okay, so let's talk about the last couple things, which are kind of fun things, and you'll have to tell me if you're up for them or not.
All right.
All right, well, we kind of started doing something where we play show and tell. We're not in person, so you can't necessarily show me, but you can tell me. So if you're up for it, do you have anything by you in your pocket, anything you could take out that you want to share with us and tell us why you like it so much?
Nothing in my pocket right now, because I'm actually still in bed in my boxers, because I'm a bum.
You know, you just gave everyone a visual for the interview, so thank you. Appreciate that one.
There you go. Well, now they know it's 4 p.m. Central Time. It's Brandon Hanley is so lazy, he's still in bed.
You're a total bum, and yeah. So you don't...
My girlfriend's little teddy bear is sitting here beside me. It's pretty lame, but that's the only thing close to me, that and an Xbox 360 remote control.
Awesome. So tell me about the teddy bear. What does it look like?
It's like a little Build-A-Bear thing that I got her.
Aw, sweet.
Actually, when I got back from tour. And she's from California, so she makes fun of the way I say why. And there's a little sample thing in there of me saying why on it.
Oh, my goodness.
But let me see if you can hear this.
That's perfect. I love it.
Yeah.
So she's out in California, huh?
No, she's from California.
Oh, okay.
She's out here now.
Awesome. Well, I'm from California, too. So, what, is she from Southern California or Northern?
She's from Newport Beach.
Oh, great. Yeah, I have relatives all out in Orange County still. So, well, very cool. She's out there with you, so that's good.
Yeah, she moved back here in April. She's actually, she is the girl in the video.
Well, there you go. Okay, so now we have the dirt on Nixon's girlfriend, and she's gorgeous, and no wonder you looked very comfortable with her in the video.
Yeah, I would not have been able to do that. I don't think otherwise.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's awesome. She's very, very, very beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And now you get to do what we always do at the end of my interviews, and you get to ask me a question.
Let's see. What expectations did you, as far as when you first heard, that we were covering Lollipop, what were your thoughts then before you heard the track?
Okay, I'll be completely honest with you, so don't be mad at me, okay?
Oh, no, totally.
Okay.
That's exactly what I asked.
Okay, I know. See, you're going to make me really dig deep here, but I am not a huge Lil Wayne fan, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that, I have anything against him whatsoever. It's just, I don't know, maybe because all I've ever listened to pretty much my whole life has been rock. That's really where my heart lies. So there isn't a lot of other stuff that I really enjoy as much. And when I do, like hip-hop, rap, it's really old school stuff. So, I've never really just been on the bandwagon. So, I really didn't know what to expect, to answer your question. I wasn't sure how it was going to turn out, except I knew enough about you guys and loved your music that I thought, well, there's no way I would not listen to this. I have to hear what this sounds like. And I was beyond pleasantly surprised. It was great. So, yeah, I was blown away, because it really just is, it's such a departure, but it still kept the flavor of the song, if you know what I mean. So, yeah, I really loved it, and I didn't know what to think, but I'm definitely opposed to Matt Rubino on this one. I think it's fantastic.
Awesome.
Now I'm going to have to...
Well, he can say what he wants, because he's an awesome band.
I know. He is.
For me, it was just one of those things where, I mean, I've been a huge fan of theirs since the beginning, and it was just weird, you know, knowing that on Fuse, you know, somebody that, you know, that is in one of my favorite bands actually mentioned, whether negative or bad, or good, the fact that he said my band's name, or, you know, he was talking about that, was just an honor to me, so.
Yeah.
So it's still how big of a fangirl I am.
I think we all are, though. You know, it's like I talk to a lot of people, you know, and it just, there are still those people that if I like actually sat down with them, I'd be flustered, you know.
Yeah.
So I mean, I interviewed Sebastian Bach not long ago, you know, and that was, you know, very cool. Or, you know, I photographed Journey and Cheap Trick and Heart, and that was amazing.
Me, it'd probably be Axl Rose, and honestly, Rob Thomas, probably.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I've been a huge Rob Thomas fan, a huge Matchbox 20 fan since the beginning. I just think he's one of the greatest songwriters, you know, in music today, and I mean, they're just being honored to meet that guy.
They're fantastic.
Though, like I told you before, I mean, Guns N' Roses are the reason that I'm in rock, so.
Right. Well, you know, I didn't even know that Axl and Sebastian were really close friends to that degree until I interviewed Sebastian, and they're just really, really tight. And it was interesting because, you know, you hear a lot of negative about Axl, you know, out there, and it was nice to talk to someone who's actually his close friend who could put a totally different spin on who Axl is now. And, you know, they actually covered Back in the Saddle by Aerosmith together on Sebastian's new record, and it was amazing. If you haven't heard it, I recommend you listen. But, yeah, fantastic. So I have nothing else for you. If there's anything you want to say to the masses out there, this is going to be available on iTunes. So everyone who goes to iTunes will know that you're laying in bed in your boxers doing an interview, so it'll be great.
Yeah, that's what I do until about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then finally I get out of bed and take a shower and eat a sandwich.
Well, great. That sounds like...
It's because tour, though. I mean, you know, when we're playing shows every night and not going to bed until 3 or 4 in the morning and then waking up around that time, it's kind of hard to break that schedule when you've been doing it for about a year and a half.
Exactly. Oh, I know. Believe me. I see you guys rolling out of bed around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's just normal. So I think I'm kind of on that same schedule myself, too. So
yeah.
I hear you. Well, it's been great talking to you again, and I can't tell you enough how happy I am for you guys, and hopefully I'll get to meet you in person at some point, and we can talk about how we knew it a long time ago, and we're amazing, and you're amazing.
Sounds perfect.
All right, well, go eat a sandwich or something, okay?
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.